This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
More chaos still with the MAGA Republicans in the House of Representatives. More MAGA Republicans in the House are calling for the ouster or the motion to vacate of MAGA Mike Johnson. They want to remove the current Republican Speaker of the House, just as they did with Kevin McCarthy. Initially, MAGA Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced the motion to vacate. She filed the motion to vacate, but it wasn't formally read yet. Now other MAGA Republicans are co-sponsoring this with Marjorie Taylor Greene. MAGA Republican Thomas Massey announced his intent to join Marjorie Taylor Greene. Massey writes, quote, "I just told Mike Johnson in conference that I'm co-sponsoring the motion to vacate that was introduced by Marjorie Taylor Greene. He should pre-announce his resignation as Boehner did so we can pick a new speaker without ever being without a GOP speaker." So the MAGA Republicans want to oust the current Republican speaker, MAGA Mike Johnson, just as they did the prior spineless Republican speaker, Kevin McCarthy. MAGA Republican Thomas Massey spoke with CNN about his intention to force MAGA Republican Mike Johnson, MAGA Mike, to resign. Let's play the clip.
There's only one person right now who can stop us from going into what happened last fall, and that's Mike Johnson. He's cleaning the barn, that's obvious.
So you want him to resign? You want him to resign?
Yes. Yeah, I asked him to resign.
What did he say?
He said he would not. And then I said, well, you're the one who's going to put us into this. Because the motion is going to get called, okay? Does anybody doubt that? The motion will get called, and then he's going to lose more votes than Kevin McCarthy. And I have told him this in private, like weeks ago.
Then MAGA Mike responded and says, "I am not resigning." This is what MAGA Mike had to say. Play the clip.
Mr. Speaker, what is your response to Republicans who say this move should cost you your job and that if you don't resign, they will try to oust you?
I am not resigning. And it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country. It does not help the House Republicans advance our agenda, which is in the best interest of the American people here, a secure border, sound governance. And it's not helpful to the unity that we have in the body. Look.
Here is MAGA Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene then reacting to MAGA Mike Johnson saying that he will not be resigning after MAGA Republican Thomas Massey said he would be joining MAGA Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to oust the current Speaker of the House, just as the prior MAGA Republican Speaker was ousted. Play this clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
What was your reaction to the speaker saying he's not going to resign?
Well, certainly, of course, that's what you'd expect him to say right now. But I think maybe as little time goes by, he'll realize that it's really the best choice.
And here's Marjorie Taylor Greene in an interview saying that if they are lucky enough to keep control of the House, newsflash, I don't think that's going to happen, Marjorie Taylor Greene, that they would force out MAGA Mike Johnson. Play this clip.
He's definitely not going to be Speaker next Congress if we're lucky enough to have the majority. And I think that is widely held belief throughout the conference.
Is he going to be Speaker for the rest of this Congress, do you think?
That is to be determined.
And the MAGA Republicans had previously been saying last week that they believe that MAGA Mike Johnson is actually a secret Democratic operative who is working with Hakeem Jeffries and President Biden to try to harm Donald Trump and to harm the MAGA movement. Yes, that's right. The MAGA Republicans say MAGA Mike is not MAGA enough. Not only that, he's a secret spy working with Democrats, they say. I mean, how insane, how crazy can you get? Here, play this clip.
And this isn't a Republican speaker we have right now. This is a Democrat speaker of the House, because there is zero daylight between what Nancy Pelosi did last Congress and what Mike Johnson is doing now is our so-called Republican speaker of the House.
Well, here was Marjorie Taylor Greene during a committee hearing earlier in the day as she tries to politicize the death of Lakin Riley. She called for the deportation of Riley during a committee hearing where she was trying to attack Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Let's play that clip.
Like Lakin Riley? You're familiar with her, right?
Congressman, our heart breaks.
Are you familiar with Lakin Riley?
I am familiar with the case.
You should have deported her so that she could be alive today. Her parents would have appreciated that.
And then you had MAGA Republican Congressmember Graves right here, Garrett Graves, talk about how he is upset that President Biden is calling for aid to Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel, but Republicans are getting nothing out of this. Here, play this clip.
What do you think about the speaker's strategy on Ukraine? Does it make sense to you to split all these up and cobble it all together?
In a word, no. Look, the reality is you have to keep in mind, President Biden asked for Ukraine, President Biden asked for Israel, President Biden asked for PACOM or Taiwan, and President Biden supports the changes to TikTok. What are Republicans getting out of this?
Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. I absolutely love Fast Growing Trees. By now you have all heard me talk about the Meyer lemon tree I was able to buy at an amazing price. Fast Growing Trees has an incredible selection to choose from, and their customer service is incredible. And the best part, I save so much money by not using an overpriced landscaper. Whether you're looking to add some privacy, shade, or natural beauty to your yard, Fast Growing Trees has in-house experts ready to help you make the right selection with growing and care advice available 24/7. You can talk to a plant expert about your soil type, landscape design, how to take care of your plants, and everything else you need. No green thumb required. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code MIDAS at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code MIDAS at checkout. That's MEIDAS, fastgrowingtrees.com, code MIDAS. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
As Democratic Congressmember Seth Magaziner writes, if anyone wants to know why the 118th Congress is the least productive in modern history, this is why. House Republicans won't do anything just because it's the right thing to do. There's always has to be some angle or an owning of the libs or owning the other side. This toxic mindset has to stop. Here's Democratic Congressmember Dan Goldman today spitting facts. Watch this. Let's play this clip.
They want chaos in order to win an election rather than to solve the problems. You don't have to take my word for it. Let's quote Donald Trump, who said that he sabotaged the bipartisan deal to secure the border because, quote, it made it much better for the opposing side, unquote, and that he had stated that he, quote, killed, unquote, the deal. Senator Lankford himself said that a top Republican told me that if I try to move a bill that solves the border crisis during this election year, he will do whatever he can to destroy me. He said, I do not want you to solve this during the presidential election. There was a policy bill. There was a policy change that would have significantly addressed the problems at the border. And instead, you all on the other side of the aisle sabotaged it, where you baselessly impeached the secretary who's trying to solve our problems at the southern border because you want to win it. You want to win in November.
The gentleman's time
you
has expired.
You don't want to solve the problem.
The gentleman's time has expired. I know.
So, folks, the honeymoon for MAGA Mike Johnson is officially over. I think it was over, quite frankly, before it began, as the MAGA Republicans are now attacking MAGA Mike. And one of the reasons that they are doing this, of course, is because Donald Trump does not want there to be any aid to Ukraine, as you heard Democratic Congressmember Dan Goldman talk about. They just want to create chaos. Their goal is to block anything at all that can lead to anything beneficial for this country, because that's their whole thing. Their whole thing is owning the libs or fighting the libs versus actually passing any productive legislation at all. But meanwhile, you take a look at the headlines, as Carl Quintanilla says, let's take a look at the headlines this week so far. And I love that he uses the American flag emoji right there, because that American flag stands for democracy. Financial Times, U.S. to grow at double the rate of G7 peers this year, says IMF. Axios reports the number of homicides plummets in major U.S. cities. Wall Street Journal reports envy of the world. The U.S. economy is expected to keep powering higher. Economists lift their growth forecast in latest Wall Street Journal survey. So as the American economy soars, though, Donald Trump's stock continues to tank each and every day. And I want to play this clip for you right here. This is a funny line from President Biden's speech in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Let's play this clip. Play it.
You know, I have to say, if Trump's stock in the Truth Social, his company, drops any lower, he might do better under my tax plan than his. Possibly.
Yeah, that's so good, folks. Well, we'll keep you posted every step of the way. We'll see if they end up ousting MAGA Mike Johnson the same way they did to Kevin McCarthy. I've spoken with some Democratic members of Congress who said that, you know, they would actually not support anything that Marjorie Taylor Greene ever did, even if it was ousting MAGA Mike Johnson. So that'll be something interesting to follow as well. But as we talk about over and over again here on the Midas Touch Network, I just want normalcy. I just want there to be, I want deals to be made in the interest of our country. I want our candidates to talk about and members of Congress to talk about policy. I'll just show you this clip in passing right here. Here's MAGA Republican Congress member Troy Nels. Here's what he had to say about anything that Donald Trump says is great. You know, he always walks by, he's like smoking a cigar, and he always says just a bunch of despicable stuff. Here, let's play this clip.
Representative, do you support extending the Trump tax cut?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hey, why wouldn't we? Trump is right all the time. Trump is right all the time.
The MAGA Republicans for you, folks. I'm Ben Mycelis, and this is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together and have a wonderful day.
Enough! Send it to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.